This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today, the Federal Aviation Administration proposed rewiring most of the nation's Boeing 737s, more than 1,100 jetliners. The planes may have the same electrical flaw that's suspected in the explosion of TWA Flight 800. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The agency has already proposed changes to the Boeing 747. That's the type of jumbo jet that exploded over Long Island 2 years ago. Now the investigation of that disaster has raised concerns about a smaller plane, the most popular aircraft in the industry. Some airlines, like Southwest, fly nothing but Boeing 737s. And the FAA wants to fix all but the newest ones. Each 737 has an electric fuel measuring system. Electric wires lead into the fuel tanks. Those wires stretch back through the plane, and they're packed in bundles with many other wires, a little like different strands of a piece of rope. The agency fears that a strong current could jump from one wire to another. If some other things go wrong, that strong current might shoot into a fuel tank to spark an explosion. The FAA's Tom McSweeney says this may have happened before.
After the unfortunate 747 accident, we began looking through the history of other airplanes and resurrected the 737 accident and all the data that we had generated as a result of that.
Investigators reviewed an airplane fire 8 years ago in Manila. A Philippine Airlines 737 was about to take off when a fuel tank explosion ripped through the plane. The blast killed 8 people and injured dozens more.
And then looking over that, we saw the possibility of a scenario existing within the 737 that was a scenario we were looking at on the 747.
Now the agency wants airlines to shield fuel quantity wires from outside current. That could mean designing the airline equivalent of a surge protector for the wires. Or airlines could rewire each 737 so the fuel wires run outside those other bundled wires. This and some other fuel tank alterations could cost various airlines a total of at least $35 million. If the FAA formally adopts the proposal, it will have to override the objections of the company that makes the planes. Boeing says it might be impossible to completely separate the wiring, and it might not make any difference anyway.
We are unaware of any occurrence over the entire life of the fleet of such a hot short onto the FQIS wiring.
Boeing Fuel Systems Chief Engineer Rich Broyhouse says the fuel tank explosions on both Flight 800 and the Philippine Airlines jet remain unsolved. Boeing's own testing suggests that an electrical short should almost never cause a disaster.
A short in and of itself will not cause any kind of ignition energy or spark inside the tank. It would take multiple failures to provide that kind of a threat.
But the company and the airlines may eventually face orders to rewire even more aircraft. Federal safety investigators are pressing the FAA to inspect and order changes to thousands of planes. And the FAA is considering new rules that would force Boeing to make changes to most of the jets it has ever made. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.